Hi there, I'm WO2 Shiner Wright. I'm the SART Major for LFSP Squadron. Every time we go out, I obviously act as the SART Major and ensure everything runs smoothly. I run all the day-to-day training, ensure the lads' welfare and their administration and the discipline side is all kept neat and tidy from IOC. We're keeping quite busy out here. The lads are doing a good job.
Hello, my name is Corporal Andy John Godfrey. I'm 26 years old. From Torquay. I'm the only corporal in Force Protection Troop and a vehicle commander in a Mastiff. Currently deployed on an operation to bring stores to outposts and FOBs within Helmand Province.
Yesterday we left Camp Bastion at 0100 in the morning. It was a long day and we travelled all around Helmand Province delivering to Bolin Desert and then up to FOB Shazad. And it was there where we stayed last night. Camping beside our wagons and ready to go for the morning. The time is now 0540 and we are just leaving FOB Shazad. We are travelling out as a convoy of 60 plus vehicles and we have been travelling for approximately 50 minutes. We've been travelling through Nadi Ali North. It's quite tight and either side of the road are high mud walls, mostly farming land, and lots of local nationals walking around, just waking up, going to their call to prayer. Lots of children walking around, giving us some waves and thumbs up, which is really good news.
Hi, I'm Captain John Boucher, 29 years old, and I come from Salisbury. My job role out here is a troop commander with LFSP. We deliver stores, weapons, ammunition to all the bases in around Helmand. We unload and outload stores, help the main effort, which is to resupply ISAF so we can help the population of Afghanistan.
Time is now 0700. We've encountered a bit of a problem. Many of the roadways have irrigation ditches to their left and right. And unfortunately, because of the size of the vehicles and the size of the convoy that we're driving through this area, one of our vehicles, an EPLS, which is an extended pallet lifting system, has just gone off the road slightly and dropped both its wheels into the ditch and has tilted over and fallen into the ditch. Therefore, we're just holding our position at the moment while we use two of our recovery vehicles to drag the vehicle out of the ditch. Recovery vehicles have got two large cranes on them and towing gear and mechanics organic to their recovery vehicle. So we're now transiting along Highway 1, which is the main road that runs from east to west across Helmand Province. It's about two lanes wide, tarmac road, quite a lot of traffic on there. In fact, we've just overtaken a large civilian lorry, making slow progress. The time is now 8:45 and we have just met up with the log packet who were doing a separate logistics task supplying vital supplies to one of the FOBs. They've now transited down and met up with us. However, we've just picked up a slight problem. One of the log vehicles has overheated and subsequently we are just stationary waiting for the recovery vehicles to fix that issue. We're now transiting along the Sherback Road, which is a small dirt track which links Camp Bastion to Highway 1. It's pretty bumpy along this track. So that's us now arriving through the gates of Camp Bastion after a successful 35-hour operation. However, it's not over for us quite yet. We now have to move into Camp Bastion, de-kit, unload all of the supplies that we've outloaded from the FOBs. We then need to clean the weapons, the vehicles, and ourselves. In that order. We then need to restore and regenerate all of the vehicles in order they're all ready for the next operation. However, overall a good operation, complete success, and looking forward to next time.